gold hair. "There's something you want, ma'am,"
he inquired,
with an acid politeness that stung Lydia. It was obvious, even to a woman who'd never had an intimate experience with a man, that he thought she was a lady of the shadows, seeking lowly commerce. Lydia wanted to run, but her hunger left her too weak, and discouragement had robbed her of all aplomb. She took the handbill from her pocket and held it out. "I'm here to see Mr. Devon Quaid," she said, with her last shred of pride. The doorman looked her over again, then smiled. It was not a friendly expression, but he granted her entry with a gesture of one arm. Lydia walked into the lobby, with its potted palms and brass fixtures and lovely oriental carpet, and for a few moments she was filled with such aching weariness that her throat closed tight and her eyes filled with tears. She blinked and sniffled, looked at the handbill again, made a mental note that Mr. Quaid was housed in room 4, and proceeded toward the stairs. The door she sought, prominently marked with a brass numeral, was all too easy to find. She only had to knock. Lydia bit her lower lip. She was tired, hungry, and dirty, and the last thing on the face of God's earth she would ever want was a husband, so what was she doing here? She didn't know. There was nothing in her knowledge or experience to explain the strange instinct that had propelled her through the grimy streets to this place. It was far more than the hope of coffee and rolls, she concluded. She raised her hand to knock, heart thundering against her ribcage, stomach grinding out a reminder that it was empty, held her breath and pounded at the door. The instant she'd done that, Lydia was overcome by terror. She glanced in one direction, then the other, ready to flee down the hallway and escape. But her legs wouldn't take orders. She was frozen there, on the threshold of a strange man's quarters, with little or nothing to say for herself. There was grumbling inside the room. Lydia continued to struggle against her own inertia, but to no avail. She was rooted to the spot like a willow tree planted in good ground. Then the door opened, and he was standing there, tall and classically handsome, his tawny gold hair sleep-rumpled. His indigo blue eyes went narrow, and he scowled. "Yes?" Lydia offered the advertisement with a shaking hand. The man was clearly prosperous, as the poster claimed, and no doubt sober, given the hour, but whether or not he was good remained to be seen. Such fine-looking men were often rogues. She realized she was staring and forced herself to speak. "Mr. Quaid, my name is Lydia McGuire, and I've come about your proposal." It was plain he wasn't going to offer refreshment, clad in his dressing gown and barely awake as he was, but Lydia felt she had to make some explanation for interrupting his sleep, so she pretended she wanted to be a stranger's bride. Ink-colored eyes looked her over speculatively, but not with the same insulting presumption the doorman had employed. "Come in, Miss McGuire," he said, stepping back. Lydia swallowed. Somehow, perhaps because of her desperation, she hadn't anticipated this awkward development. She intertwined her fingers and twisted them until they ached. "I don't think..." Suddenly, a blinding smile burst over his face, like early morning sunshine on the surface of a clear lake. "Of course," he said. "I've been living among lumberjacks so long I've forgotten my manners. Give me 15 minutes and I'll meet you downstairs in the dining room. We'll talk while we're having breakfast." Lydia's stomach rumbled loudly at the prospect. She could only hope Mr. Quaid hadn't heard. She nodded and stood there in the hall, still as a marble monument, long after he'd closed the door. Then, driven by the thought of food, she broke free of her frenzied thoughts and dashed for the stairs. The dining hall was just opening up for a day's business, and when Lydia told the waiter she was joining Mr. Devon Quaid of room 4, she was immediately escorted to a table. Coffee appeared, sending fragrant steam from the spout of a silver pot, and a crystal plate towering with fresh pastries was set before her. Lydia's eyes went wide as she watched the rich brown liquid being poured into a delicate...